first person singular. Views expressed in this story are those of the author. Lori Corin tells a story pulled from the year 4 of her mind.
In 1945, kindergarten was curtailed in the war effort, so private nursery schools sprang up everywhere. When I was 4, a brown station wagon came for me every day and drove me way out in the country to a grand old colonial house called Breldway. I see sunlight streaming through the windows of the playroom and leafy green trees peeking in. The head of the school was a tall, gray witch lady. At lunch, they gave us canned vegetables, slimy spinach sitting in a wet pool, soft green beans with their terrible green bean smell, pale asparagus, limp and ugly. I would not eat them. But the witch lady, in her sharp and ringing voice, said I must. She put me under a table where I watched the other children's feet, waiting for lunch to be over. One day she moved me to a small, dark closet. Day after day I went to my closet, and the voices of the others faded away into the other world. I never told on the witch lady, not even to my mother. She broke into my privacy one day, and when my eyes could stand the light, I saw her towering over me, holding a birthday cake, all pink and white frosting. The glowing candles lit her gray face, and she said, "This is what you would have had if you had eaten your vegetables." She turned with her cake, and the darkness closed in on me again. I heard the muffled birthday song outside the door. I think in my closet I grew up faster than the others out there eating lunch.
Lori Corin is a poet and memoir writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.